There we go. There we go. New theme song for today. Yes, exactly. Just for today, ladies and gentlemen, the What's On Your Mind theme song has been changed to recognize the fact that the 28th day of February is not just the 28th day of February. It is the day Todd, the radio god Mitchell, was born.
Woo! Dangerously close to leap day, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it is Todd Mitchell's birthday. Are you going silent on us, Todd? Or
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
I was talking. I guess you weren't hearing me, but everybody listening to K-Fire was. But whatever. Yeah. It's the big 5-0. I was dangerously close to being a leap baby.
Yes, you were.
1964. So yeah, that would have been bad to celebrate a birthday every 4 years.
Well, first thing I saw when I walked to the house last night on the kitchen island was an invite from Todd and Carrie for the big day in May. And here's another big day. So it's you've got 2014 off to rip-roaring start. So happy birthday.
Yes. And I'm out of my 40s now. They were so fun. But
you beat me by a couple of months. I'll be there in October. So we'll be brothers.
Just paybacks are what? Yeah.
We just got another 50 to do some good work here, right?
We're gonna, exactly.
We're on our way to triple digits. This is no big deal. Bring it on.
The health industry is there, you know. We've got the know-how. We can make it.
Exactly right.
We have the technology, the $6 million man thing.
It is.
I am old, aren't I, knowing that?
Yes. It is a Normal or Nuts Friday, and we have plenty of material, ladies and gentlemen, in trying to determine what exactly is normal and what exactly is nuts. The list, in fact, what I finally had to do was just put the whole list up on our Facebook page because I don't know, there's probably 20 things that that contended for the normal or nuts category today, including a California school, a California court rather, that is ruling a public school can ban U.S. flag shirts for safety purposes. Let me try this again.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, a flag on a shirt. Okay. A flag on a shirt is somehow a safety concern in a school, and a court said, yep, you can ban them. We really
should. Are they saying just American flags, or are they saying all flags?
I don't know what they're saying.
What if I wore a checkered flag? What if I wore a Canadian flag?
Well, let me get some details on this for you. Officials at a Northern California high school acted appropriately when they ordered students wearing American flag T-shirts to turn the garments inside out during the Mexican Heritage Celebration Cinco de Mayo, according to a federal appeals court ruling yesterday. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, widely viewed as the nuttiest of all circuit court of appeals in the United States federal judiciary, I might add, that was my commentary. That was not in the AP story. I just want to make that clear. Anyway, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the officials' concerns of racial violence outweighed students' freedom of expression rights. So we ask you what's normal and what is nuts in that. Here's another. A potential ice fishing world record lake trout caught by a northern Minnesota man earlier this month has been confiscated by Minnesota DNR. They actually went into a taxidermist in Duluth and snatched it. Evidently, the catch is under investigation by enforcement officials from the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. I think I know what's going on here, Todd. I think this is a food fight between the DNR in Minnesota and the Ontario Natural Resources folks because they want bragging rights on where this world record lake trout actually came from.
Oh, somebody, for crying out loud.
Somebody else wants it on their wall, so they take it from the guy. Is this America, for crying out loud?
We're going to have a North American civil war over a fish.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah, exactly right. Is that normal or is that nuts, I ask you? And then a review by the infamous Marilyn Hagerty, who's been a longtime part of the Grand Forks Herald reporting team. She writes a column called The Eat Beat. And you may remember she received a whole lot of national attention recently because she wrote a restaurant review of the Olive Garden. And people all around the country made fun of her, saying, who reviews an Olive Garden? Are you people in the, you know, Dakotas a bunch of hayseed hicks, or what's the deal? Well, Marilyn evidently didn't mind the criticism, because guess what she has reviewed now, Todd?
What's that?
Ruby Tuesday. So she's gone into another chain restaurant, and it has again gone viral.
Go figure.
So Marilyn Mania is back, ladies and gentlemen, the Grand Forks Herald food columnist. And by the way, she's in New York. She's going to be on the Today Show tomorrow. So it is.
Really?
Yes, of course.
How about that?
Yep. She was asked about all this attention about her and these articles. She said, well, I guess some saucy outfit in Denver picks up on her writings and stirs things up again. She said, how do I feel about it? I don't care. As long as I get my paycheck and as long as I'm trying to do a good job, if it stirs some things up a little, maybe that's good. If they want to read the Herald, that's fine with me. She doesn't mind the snide comments at all. Isn't this beautiful? I love it. Fantastic. It's perfect. And the other topic that we have on our mind, and we welcome yours as well, is whether or not the Tea Party is normal or nuts. It's the five-year anniversary of what is commonly known as the Tea Party movement. Is that normal or is that nuts? Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will be asked a version of that question today on this program. She is, I think, revered among Tea Party faithful. I think it's a fair term. I remember an event she did at the Bismarck Ramcota Inn. I'm going to say the winter of 2010, so this would be 4 years ago. And I believe it was February, actually. February of 2010. I'm pretty sure that's when it was. And I was amazed. I think everybody was amazed to all the elected leaders in the state, at the crowd that she drew to that event. It was an event, actually, in which Gary Emanuth, then the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, wanted to bring different conservative factions, if you will, together. So he said, okay, here's the Ron Paul folks, and here's the folks that are concerned about social issues, and here's the folks that, are concerned about energy, and sort of all the different conservative family members under the tent, and the stage sort of was theirs, and there was one speaker, and that was Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and that biggest ballroom in the Ramcota in Bismarck, which is the biggest ballroom that I believe exists in Bismarck, was jammed to the rafters on a night about as cold as it's going to be tonight. So there's a lot of folks who I believe share that sentiment. That's the thing. I don't think people like labels, right? So the Tea Party label has been badly maligned, and it's been marginalized. The former governor of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer, talks about this a lot. I mean, when you're attacked, it means you're doing something, right? You don't get attacked if you aren't advancing the ball, and in his view, that's why the Tea Party's been attacked. And in my view, it's worked. It's been successful. Critics of the Tea Party have been more successful than proponents of the Tea Party. So we ask you, is the Tea Party normal or nuts? You'd let us know what you think. Those are what's on our mind. And, of course, if you'd like to wish Todd a happy birthday, we're going to put you to the front of the line today on what's on your mind. Happy 50th, Todd. Now, you aren't bummed out about this or anything, are you?
No. I feel like I blinked and missed most of my 40s, but no.
You know, a famous car dealer by the name of Curtis Berg used to sell Fords up in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, Red River Ford. I was looking in a vehicle one time, and I said, it's got too many miles on it. He said, what are you talking about? I said, it's got too many miles. I'm looking for something with less miles. I think it's got 80,000 miles on it. I want something about 50 or so. He said, the number on the odometer, all that tells you is how many times the wheels went around. It means nothing. So 50, that's just how many times the wheels have gone around, Todd. It means nothing. Age is an attitude, my man.
Yeah, well, if the wheels have gone around more, that means the wheels are worn more, aren't they?
No, you just put new tires on. You change the oil.
Or in the case of me, we just put new knees on or something. But
you get a new paint job. and you pick yourself up after a tough little bout of losing a loved one, and you find another loved one, and you get married in May. I think you got it all figured out, my man.
Working on it.
Exactly right. So anyway, happy birthday to Todd today. Make sure you weigh in on that today on the program. There are some things in the news that are a little on the newsier side that we'll tackle today. And by the way, Lynn Helms, a man never far from the headlines, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and probably the most famous regulator in all of oil and gas because of this Bakken boom, will join us in the 10 o'clock hour today on the program as well. Brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and helping America be energy secure. NorthDakotaOilCan.com for more.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Our principles. I see you folks have joined the Republican branch of the Democrat Party. Where would we be if the founding fathers had rolled over, played dead, capitulated, and abandoned their principles? Yeah, we'd be saying God save the Queen today.
Ouch! Yeah, well, anyway, all opinions welcome,
wow.
Whether you agree or disagree. And could you say God save the Queen? Go ahead and sing that, Todd, rather than happy birthday.
We'll replace that, no, I'm going to do everybody a favor and not do that.
Wow. I assume that caller is referring to our conversation with Congressman Paul Ryan yesterday, where we talked a little bit about some of our listeners are not not happy with the progress being made on the issues core to the Tea Party movement. I don't think it means you capitulate. I think you just recognize the process of getting what you want to get done, right, and just going about it. But that's why we ask, normal or nuts, You give us a call at 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message 24-7. If you want to chat with us on the air and wish Mr. Mitchell a happy birthday, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or better yet, do it in person in Hebron this afternoon. Where are you going to be today in the K-Fire Cafe?
Dark Side of the Brew. You may remember a Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon. Apparently they're fans, so... I need to find
Gene
a wig, I guess.
Yeah, please do. So you can hide Gene in New Rockford. You're.
Why? I was going to say because it's apparently I'm told it's kind of a place for people with long hair. So if anybody has a wig, drop it off at K-Fire for me. All right, go ahead.
The birthday wig. Right. Sorry, Gene, New Rockford. We're getting to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add another name to your birthday list if you haven't given the cake away yet.
Okay, let's have it.
Shelley Bosch from Bismarck.
Shelley Bosch from Bismarck has a birthday today. How old is she, Gene?
Well, it's on Sunday, and if I say how old, she'll kill me. So she's old.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, come on. Well, we're going to look it up anyway then. So
big 4-0.
And you call that old, Gene? Holy buckets, well, you are in trouble.
Probably some people feel that way when they hit that. So
there you go.
Anyway.
Todd's in good company. Yes, perfect, yeah. Gene. Thank you. Anything else on your mind today?
No, that's all I wanted. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Fred Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind on a Normal or Nuts Friday. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi. You guys do a great job, and I just want to give an easy explanation for Normal and Nuts.
I'm listening. You have our attention.
The easy explanation is, normal is Tea Party and conservatives, true conservatives, and nuts are progressives.
What is a progressive, Fred?
Well, they're the ones that are trying to destroy this country by getting rid of the flag, getting rid of God in our society, getting rid of the Ten Commandments, getting all those things out of the school. They're destroying America by trying to destroy God. You can't destroy God. God is going to be there no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, I'm curious, though, everything you described in that list doesn't exactly sound progressive to me. So why do we call that progressive?
That's what I want to know. I want to know what's progressive about it. Why are they called progressive? They're not progressive. There's nothing progressive about them. Progressive is just another definition of communism.
Well, I think it's a branding issue. I think the L word, liberal, became sort of like the Tea Party word on the conservative side. So they had to come up with a new name, and so they started referring to themselves as progressive. But I don't know. I don't like people self-describing and then the rest of us getting sucked into how they're referred to. To me, there's two scales that I use when I'm trying to check my gut on a political realm. And Attila the Hun is on one side and Lenin is on the other, right? Where are you on, in between that Richter scale? And progressive liberal would be, more to the Lenin side. And Tea Party conservative Republican would be more to the Attila the Hun side. I think the key is finding a balance somewhere in between. Where I empathize with members of Congress is they have to get things done, too, right? You can guide yourself. Ronald Reagan's the best example of this. If we chapter and verse went through every Ronald Reagan initiative, he took a way to communicate his views very well and used that to get a lot of things done, but certainly not everything he wanted to get done. Spent more than he would have liked, as an example. Gave up more than he would have liked to have given, maybe on immigration reform, or many folks tie amnesty to Ronald Reagan. But boy, you look back and the sweep of history did pretty good. I think that's where we need to get back to that place. You agree, Fred, or disagree?
I don't know. I agree with the thing about Ronald Reagan. I think he was one of the greatest presidents we've had. Part of the problem with our country right now is on the progressive side. And I would even label some of our Republican representatives as progressive because they're going along with as far as like immigration, you know, just give amnesty and let it go. We need to defend our borders. We need to stop this incessant immigration and just allowing these people to come into our country. Okay, they're saying they're trying to stop it. You know, I don't see any effort in that line. They're not doing anything to protect their southern border.
By the way, Fred, we have a robust debate going on the whole larger issue of the Tea Party being helpful or hurtful to the Republican Party brand or the conservative cause, which you can weigh in on our Facebook page. Appreciate your comments today. Thanks a bunch. Going to keep moving. Dave Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave. All right, I guess I'm putting Dave on the air. Sorry, Dave. Now we're ready for you. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciate the time, and in respect of your listenership, I'm not going to sing happy birthday to Todd, but he's 50 today, correct?
He is,
correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, hey, Todd, I'll tell you what, I'm 53. 50 is just a number, a really, really, really big number, but just a number. So
it's a huge number, but yeah, okay,
yeah.
All right.
And my best friend of almost 40 years called me up when I turned 53 and told me that. And I said, buddy, your time is coming, and it is in April, so I'm going to get him back. But anyway, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and the best of success. I would like to make a comment on the previous caller. If you look under a true dictionary definition of the word liberal, you're not going to see one thing that equates to what the Democrats and all the others want to portray themselves as liberal. What they actually are leftists. Liberal, if you look up the true definition of liberal, guys, you'll find that a lot of our founding fathers and framers of the Constitution would be considered liberal because you believe in your country, you believe in the rule of law, the Constitution, you are considered a patriot. So they, you know, the leftists have hijacked the word liberal as a way to kind of soften and cushion their divine agenda, if you want to use the word, pardon the word for using the word divine, but their agenda is actually communism. It's plain and simple. Take the lipstick off the pig, and that's what it is.
Dave, thanks for the call. I can't get that visual of lipstick on a pig out of my head. It's one of my favorite sayings of all time, so thank you for adding that to the discourse today, too. Dave, glad you're listening. Thanks for telling our buddy Todd happy 5-0. We'll go to John at Grand Forks when we come back and then catch up with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on a What's on Your Mind Friday edition straight ahead. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why, and what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you on this fine Friday by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs. That's 60,000 right now. Those aren't jobs. This is a way of life right here in North Dakota. And while they do that, they also are right there at the table helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth as well. If you want to find out more about all that, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Lynn Helms, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, is going to give us a numbers lesson, really just talk a little bit about where are we at, when will the million barrel a day mark hit, what's the growth curve look like. One question I get all the time. In fact, Friday, a week from today, we'll be down in Minneapolis at the Golden Valley Country Club for the Bakken Opportunities Conference and be chatting with the oil and gas leaders and Minnesotans very interested in the oil and gas boom in North Dakota. Is how long is this going to last? I don't know if there's anybody better to answer that question than Lynn Helms, and he'll join us today on the program. So stay tuned for that. All right, before we chat with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, let's chat with John at Grand Forks listening on AM 1100 today. Hello, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah, no, Todd, happy 50th. I remember 50 when I still had acne.
Yeah. Wow, I'm that young, huh? Okay.
Okay, and then I'll hang up there. One quick thing, though. Merrill Haggerty, have you guys ever thought of interviewing her about pie?
About pie? That's a good idea. Maybe she could be our pie tester.
Yeah, so she's got to know some good places.
Well,
it's a great suggestion.
You guys got to start over now anyway, so.
We do have to start over. Scott probably didn't catch that. I think you may have been on your way to the airport, but they put a bunch of cameras up at our studios here at K-Fire Radio because Beck Communications, which is a big provider around a lot of rural areas, is now airing our morning show, the Phil and Mark Show, PMS. And so they moved a bunch of stuff around to the studio and they took all the pins out of the map. The pie chart pins were all removed. So we have to kind of start over again.
That's a challenge. So anybody that's been on the map before, you need to call back in. And of course, we're looking for new. It's the pie chart. It's not even the map. It's actually a map.
Well, right now it's just a map because all the pie chart pins are gone. It's a blank pie chart now. It's sad.
Right, John, good idea. we're gonna invite Marilyn on the program when she's done with like Matt Lauer and stuff. So when she has time for us, we'll have her back on to do that, and we'll ask her that question. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Susan is on the road up near Minot, listening to 550 K-Fire. Susan, what's on your mind?
Actually, I am calling to sing a version of Happy Birthday to Todd.
Lay it on us. Bring it on.
Well, my aunt used to do this every time after the traditional happy birthday, so it's not nasty or anything. So, but it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. May you feel Jesus near every day of the year. A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. And the best year that you've ever had.
Aww. Oh, Susan, how about that? Thank you.
You're
virtuoso
welcome.
Performance.
Wow. I am 57, and the 50s are awesome. So
They are. Okay, good to know. Good to know. When I was in my 40s, I was pessimistic about my 50s, but I'm a lot more optimistic now that I'm there.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Susan, thank you, and thanks for listening. Call again, 800-228-0550. We were in Washington, D.C. for most of this week, and we did catch up with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and we're looking forward to letting you hear part of that interview that that took place earlier in the week. Can't take calls for her because of that, but she did say, hey, I want to come on sometime and take some calls. So we're obviously going to talk a little bit about the Tea Party movement. Is it normal? Is it not? Where is it at? Is it advancing the cause, the challenges of governing? With the Tea Party sentiment, Obamacare that you've asked. I took a lot of the questions you've asked over the years and brought them directly to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. So it is an honor to welcome her back to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Thank you for honoring our listeners, Congresswoman Bachmann, with your presence today on the program.
Wonderful job, Scott Hannon, speaking to wonderful constitutionally based citizens in North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Montana, up into Canada, and in my home state of Minnesota. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for allowing me to bring my voice, which is the voice of your listeners, here to Washington, D.C. It's a privilege.
Well, thank you for honoring our listeners, and we appreciate that very much. Let's talk a little bit about the Tea Party movement. Give us your assessment of where things are at today, 2014, five-year anniversary of the Tea Party movement.
We're advancing. Every day the media wants you to think that the Tea Party is dead and it's dying, and it isn't. People are more energized than ever before, and we're going to see people coming out to the polls this fall because they want to weigh in. They can't wait to weigh in. They're disgusted with what they see happening in D.C., and I'm with the people.
Five-year anniversary of the Tea Party movement. Kind of funny how it coincides with the Obama administration, but it really has been quite a ride. Talk about the progress. Talk about the frustrations, your overall assessment of the Tea Party movement and where we're at.
Well, I'm very, very proud of what's happened to the Tea Party movement because, again, what we're talking about, these are people who are the adults in the room. They're saying you can't spend more money than what you have. You can't, we're taxed enough already. These are very common sense people. But they're also the conscience of the Constitution. And the Constitution isn't a dusty sheet of paper from over 200 years ago that sounded nice then and, gee, aren't we grateful in a sentimental way. Think of what the Constitution gave us. A revolutionary economic system so that people could be inventive, innovative, they could go out and make money in a new way and keep it. That's what Barack Obama doesn't like. It's fine if we make money. It's just that he wants to keep it for the government. The way our founders saw this revolution is that they wanted the maximum freedom for the individual. And so we saw, if you look at of all time, the 10 wealthiest people of all time, six are from the United States. And those six come from the era after the Civil War and before the imposition of the income tax in 1913. This is a robust period. That's of economic growth and development. Explosive. That's what we want to have again. We know we can do it. Americans have this basic sense of excitement and new and growth and creating things. We want that here again. We know we can do it. We just need to get our policies in place so we can unleash the genius of the American people.
And that's been the challenge, especially for the Tea Party movement, in that, you know, the politics of getting your policy in place is not easy. Talk a little bit about, you know, the debate over the debt ceiling and the things that have gone on, certainly Obamacare and everything else. We seem to be making some progress with one half of one third of the government for the conservative cause, but there's still a lot of frustration out there among the folks you're talking about.
Well, we are. Don't forget that the liberals, the radical left agenda that we are so discouraged to see implemented in front of our eyes, that has been a multi-decade commitment by people to advance. Let's face it. The president himself said it's been over 75 years that advocates of the government takeover of health care have been trying to put this into place. So we can't just take our marbles and go home because we don't win every political fight every time. We need to be committed to the long haul. And to do that, you create the organizations, you get good people in positions of power, you make your arguments because it's worth it. The alternative is we, this magnificent country that, freedom and innovation built up will be completely eaten hollow by those who believe in a government just based on dependency and food stamps. That's not our future. Food stamps aren't the future. Our future needs to be growth. The Bakken oil field is bringing untold wealth to the United States. And thank God, if we didn't have the Bakken oil field, where would the price of gasoline be today? Where would heating oil be today? We need this innovation, and that's why it is worth fighting for. But we need to remember, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't even happen in 5 years. It takes a long-term commitment. I know you are, I am, and I believe that your listeners will be, because we have to consider the alternative.
Speaking of those listeners, the two issues that frustrate them more than anything right now are just the lack of regard for the Constitution in the executive branch, and also Obamacare, an issue that you have fought tooth and nail from day one. Where are we at on the battle against Obamacare?
Well, we're advancing tremendously because of the real-life stories, and we're only at the threshold of the devastation of real-life stories of how people are implicated. I brought a young female physician to Washington for the President's State of the Union address because she had contacted me 2 weeks before and said, Michelle, I spent, before Obamacare, 90% of my time with my patients, 90% of my time talking to them, listening to them, and giving them their diagnosis and their prescription. Now, she said, it's 50% of my time because I have to fill out burdensome paperwork for the other 50%. Well, number one, that's expensive, but worse, it's terrible for the patient. When the patient comes in to see the doctor, they need the full attention of the doctor, not asking random questions that some politically correct bureaucrat wants answered. That's just one example. There's another woman who's 49 years old, undergoing cancer treatment. She wrote into the Wall Street Journal, and she talked about how she was denied that life-saving cancer treatment drugs. These aren't one-offs. This is happening all over. I will tell you on a personal level, my health insurance premiums increased by a factor of 4. My deductible went up by 4. The president needs to answer the question. Mr. President, you promised me that my household would see a $2,500 reduction in our health insurance premium. We haven't. Why? Why is it, Mr. President, when you promised me I could keep my health insurance plan, I can't? We lost ours. And, Mr. President, you told me I could keep my doctor. Now I'm told I can't. This president needs to answer those questions, certainly before the next election. So Obamacare, it is not good. It's not going in the right direction, and it won't, because it's a very bad system. But the president needs to answer those questions. And then your listeners need to only elect people at the polls who are going to fully repeal Obamacare, not fix it. We've got these big liberals who all just couldn't wait to vote for Obamacare. They're the ones that have to answer for this monstrosity they gave us. But they also need to be humble enough to admit they made a mistake, a big one. We're paying for the mistake, not them. And they need to commit to repealing it. You also asked me about executive orders.
Just one. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann with us today on the program, and we're going to have that answer on the the question of executive orders coming up here in just a minute. I want to pause it there, so we're going to go to a break here in a minute and finish. But anyway, she did go on to talk about executive orders. Also asked her a little bit more about Obamacare and what listeners can do about the frustrations of wanting it repealed or wanting it changed or what can be done. A lot of these questions that we're asking came directly from you on this program over the last number of months that we've been trying to give you a venue for your frustrations over this Obamacare issue, and obviously the passion that she has, very much like that of our listeners who are very upset about this. So she's a good resource to get this answered as we wrap up our Washington, D.C. coverage from the U.S. Capitol and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, that interview when we continue after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, the birthday boy. I'm Scott Hannon. We're continuing our conversation with Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. And before we get to the executive order question a lot of you have asked about, I did want to ask her, specifically shared a number of the stories that you've called in about impacts from the transition to Obamacare, and asked her if any of those real-world stories from folks like you are making a difference in getting some changes in Congress.
Absolutely, because it breaks your heart. No one could fail to be moved by these stories, because it's human misery that's happening in front of our eyes, and joblessness. That's the untold story of Obamacare, is that it's destroying jobs around the country. Now we have a government report that just came out last week that said we will be seeing more jobs lost. Hours are being cut back to below 30 hours. Wages aren't going up. Benefits aren't going up. The president had the wrong solution to a problem. We needed to fix health care. His solution was wrong. These politicians need to admit that they were wrong and humble themselves, because it's not about them.
Okay, but with all due respect, politicians humbling themselves, A, and B, admitting they're wrong, we're going to be waiting a long time.
Well, what we need to do is humble them at the ballot box. by throwing them out of office. Any politician that was in support when they either ran for office or after they got there, anyone in support of this monstrosity needs to be kicked out. The other thing is Dodd-Frank. That is killing the banking industry. Small banks all across the United States are closing their doors. I read a terrible story this morning about this isn't just a couple of banks here and there. This is all across the country. Small, good community banks where farmers go and small business people and people go to get their small loans. These banks are closing. The big banks are turning into monopolies. I'm not against any bank. But what I'm saying is the president passed a bill, Dodd-Frank, to benefit his couple of big buddies on Wall Street with big banks. Meanwhile, your local bank in your local community, they have to shut their door. Why? Because the regulation and the paperwork burden is so high, they can't be in compliance. Well, it wasn't the little banks and the farming banks and the communities that caused this problem. It was some greedy insiders on Wall Street. And so who's getting the benefit? The people who were greedy and took all the money in the first place. And who's paying the price? The decent, hardworking small bankers all across America. And I'm going to stick up for them because that's where real people like us go to when we need to get a loan. And that's who we need to stick up for.
Absolutely. I know the credit union folks are up on Capitol Hill today, as a matter of fact, and have been all week long with that same message, same thing at the credit union level. All right, let's talk about the executive orders and the power of the pen. And the president is just flaunting this now. I mean, it's yeah. So, our listeners want to know, please help. What can you do?
Well, this is what we can do. There's a bill sponsored by Representative Tom Rice that I'm behind. I've talked about this for months before Tom introduced the bill, and it's this. We have it within our power in the House of Representatives. We have Republican control. We can get a bill through the House. The Senate doesn't have to sign it. The President doesn't have to sign it because it's an internal rule. It says it authorizes us to hire a lawyer, and we can file a lawsuit in federal court to hold the President accountable for the unconstitutional acts he's taking through executive orders. The President raises his right hand and swears to uphold the Constitution, which means he is mandated to faithfully execute the laws on the book. The books. President Obama has said two things. Number one, if he doesn't like a law, he won't uphold it. Number two, if Congress hasn't passed a law, he goes ahead and passes a law himself with an executive order. He can't do either of those things. He's not a king. He's not a dictator. He's not a tyrant. And he has to answer to the people. And so this is how we in Congress can hold the president accountable. We can do it today by passing this resolution in the House. I'm calling on John Boehner to let us get this bill on the floor of the House, pass it, and hold the president accountable because his actions are not transparent. But they're just flat out wrong. And what it's doing, Scott, is it's taking away the voice and the rights of your listeners to your radio show because they're the ones who are the kings and queens in our country. When you go to the ballot box, you get to choose who is your elected representative. Well, if President Obama doesn't care about Congress and he thinks he's Congress, that means President Obama has taken away the voice and the intention and the will of your listeners. That means elections don't matter anymore. Because he's anointed himself to be the only person who gets to have a say in this country. Well, he doesn't. We have over 300 American citizens, not just him. No man is above the law. That's what the Magna Carta says. And it's high time that we hold this president accountable and we stop him with the chains of the Constitution. And he needs to be restricted so that the voice of the of your listeners can be amplified.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and she is definitely a force for the conservative cause, and I think fairly described as probably the member of Congress with the most amount of credibility within the Tea Party movement, our guest from Washington, D.C. this week. Certainly appreciate our time with her, and I know that's, again, the issues came from you. They're the ones we hear about, frustration over, you know, okay, we want the debt to be lower. We want the deficit to be lower. We want spending to be less. We don't like Obamacare. We don't like executive orders, you know, just shredding the Constitution. All of these things come from you, so hopefully you heard the questions, number one, that you're asking, and number two, at least answers from her perspective today on the program. Appreciate her joining us very much. When we come back, we'll have more open phone time, plus Lynn Helms will join us, and a new normal or nuts issue here, cold causing some complaints. No, that can't be. People whining about the cold. Is that normal or is that nuts? And Michelle Obama says moms are confused about these nutrition labels. Are you confused, moms? Talk about that, too. Come on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.